Homeless people have sued several localities, claiming their rights were violated under the Eighth Amendment that prohibits cruel and unusual punishment by removing them from public places where they were sleeping when there were not adequate services available to assist them. Brandy Faulkner is a professor of political science at Virginia Tech. As for the SCOTUS hearing on Monday,
it did seem pretty divided, as these kinds of cases usually are among party lines. If it really does turn out that way in the decision, then we are likely to get a ruling that states have significant police powers, you know, powers to regulate public health, safety, and welfare, and that prohibiting people from camping or sleeping in public can fall under that general police power.
But a Supreme Court ruling may not mean towns and cities will start building more low-barrier shelters or offer services to help get more people off the street, says Faulkner.
To say that they can't sleep in public does not necessarily imply that the locality then must find them somewhere to sleep. And so what it can lead to is criminalization of unhoused people, where you don't necessarily devote the necessary resources to helping them.
The Supreme Court is not expected to hand down a decision on the outdoor sleeping ban until June or July. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.